joining me on Legacy Game Changers. I'm your host, Annetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, financial educator, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. In today's episode, my guest, Donetta D. Mooring, and I will be discussing the mindset of multi-streams of income. Donetta is the host of Rest, Lease, the Revenue podcast. She's a certified sleep science coach, a certified holistic life coach, author, and national editor for the National Black Unity News. Welcome, Donetta.
Thank you so much, Zanetta. I am honored to be on your show, and it's such a pleasure.
Thanks. Can you share your story about why you became a certified sleep science coach and a holistic life coach?
That is not a problem. Thank you so much for asking that question. What I want to share with you, about 30 years or 35 years ago, that I was feeling like lifeless, no energy, feeling weak. It was difficult for me to work, difficult for me to, you know, run my business. And I didn't know what was going on. I was really scared. And so when I went to the doctor, they thought I had lupus. I felt so relieved I didn't. Then they thought I had chronic fatigue syndrome. Well, thank God I didn't. But I still left the same way I came there. Exhausted, fatigued, stressed, no energy. Then I thought, when I was a child and when I used to feel tired or, you know, just wasn't feeling well, I felt, you know, depressed. And when I got sleep, I felt so much better. And so I was like, well, maybe I need to research to see how this can maybe make me feel better now, years later. So I started doing some research. And I started to apply a lot of the principles and studying. And so I didn't want others to suffer like I did. I did not want others to go through the same thing where I just felt lifeless and no energy and not able to really do much. And so that is the reason why I became a certified sleep science coach and a certified holistic life coach. And the purpose of the certified holistic life coach is because it's from a holistic perspective, which is really important to me, as opposed to what a modern medicine is today. So that is the reason why.
You know, I'm totally against the modern medicine system, because one time they thought I had chronic sleep apnea, chronic fatigue, and but they was just going to give me some medicine, and I went to a holistic doctor, and we worked on certain things, and I was able to get my energy back because I was so tired. I was afraid that I was going to fall asleep behind the wheel. That's how tired I was. But their main thing, oh, you overweight, you may be pre-diabetic. And it was none of that. It's just I had some parasites that they just didn't know about because I had been overseas and I had contracted some parasites, and they were still in my system causing me to be sleepy.
So a friend of mine years ago, I remember him saying that they was telling him he had to get back surgery. He was in a lot of pain. Luckily, he went to a holistic doctor, and come to find out he had kidney infection. So that's the thing, they don't treat the whole person. And that's the reason why the holistic perspective for sleep. So, you know, it's not taking these pills or taking that pill. It's, you know, things we could do naturally to get the sleep that we need. And then for health, wellness, and finance.
Getting on that note, what does financial legacy mean to you?
Okay, what it means to me, you know, at time I know most people, they look at how you pass money down to the next generation. But why not do it while you are living? And it's just not about your family. It can be anyone. You know, a legacy is something that you pass along to someone. And so, you know, I think that's important because, you know, that you want to see people get the results today. And sometimes, you know, when people do leave a financial legacy, they might not always appreciate it. They might not always respect it because it was given to them. But when you leave a legacy that someone can actually apply to their life now, they can enhance their life and make it so much better, that's a financial legacy to me.
Well, like I said, once again, I thank you for introducing me to this podcast, because this was something that I would have never dreamed of doing because I'm shy. And once you had me on your show, I began to like it. And now as I'm doing it more, I'm beginning to feel more comfortable. So thank you for introducing me to this.
That is not a problem. And I must admit, of course, I'm the same way. I'm shy, I'm an introvert, and I stutter. But this, you know, the reason why it's so important for me, because I actually have a voice. I never thought I had a voice. And considering growing up, when I stuttered, of course, I didn't talk. You know, people didn't even know that I even existed. So to be able to speak my mind and speak my experiences, like, I do have something to say. And it just feels so good. And at first, I was extremely nervous. Sometimes I get nervous from time to time. Sometimes I fumble and whatever. But it's not about me. It's about what value, what I can give to someone else. If I can do it, then you can too.
Great. Well, we have to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back with more Donetta D. Morin.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Hello, this is Donetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Welcome back. Donetta, how does passive multi-streams of income show up in your business?
It shows up in my business. To me, there's two ways. Like, for example, that you're an accountant, but you're also a travel agent. So they're two separate businesses, but still you can have a multiple streams of income from different types of businesses that you do. And then what I've done is, as a certified sleep science coach, and a certified holistic life coach, that I have incorporated different sleep tools or techniques to use to enhance that experience. Like, for example, I'm an Amway distributor because of the sleep gummies. I love them. They're excellent. Even though I sleep well, I still use them from time to time. And the good thing about it is that I have other products that I have attached to it. So, you know, at times people need products to use. So it's just not about the information and just not about these or the things you need to do, but adding that other a resource or product to it will actually enhance the experience. So that's what I have done as far as my business, the same way as marketing, that I've started doing certain things to market your business as an entrepreneur, so that way that we can get the sleep that we need.
As a grandmother, how do you balance everything?
That is a great question. Well, first of all, I think it's important to write down things you need to do. You need to have a to-do list, whether you write it on a sticky pad or even a notebook, or you put on your cell phone, wherever. You need to write the things you need to do, so that way that you will have an agenda, and also it's a structure for you to go by. Because if not, then you just wake up and then you forget this. I didn't do that, that you won't be productive. So you need to have structure. So that's the one thing that I have been doing for quite some time, and I stay on track. And then I just found this tool just today, Asana, A-S-A-N-A, and it's a project, a management tool where you can do that and put everything there. So I just transfer everything there. So I'm always trying to find tools to use, and it's free at that. And I'm always trying to find tools to make things a lot better, because I want to work smart and not hard. I want to make sure I value my time. And the other thing is that throughout the day, when I'm on the computer, I have a, I can't think of what you call it, that it will alert me to take a break every hour, to get up behind the computer, move, step away, because if not, you could be on the computer, which I have been for hours, and I was wondering why my eyes hurt, or I'm exhausted because I haven't taken a break. So, you know, by doing that, by implementing these different tools that I have found, that's how I'm able to balance. And then, you know, if I get tired, it's like, okay, I've been on a computer all day, I've been very productive, I'm going to stop. It's not about just keep pushing yourself. And because then it might take a couple of days to recuperate from that. So that's how I have managed that.
That's great. So how does sleep and finance relate to each other?
Oh my goodness. Oh, they are like cousins. They are like uncle and aunt, sister and brothers, that you get the point.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that when your finance is not right, it's difficult to get a good night's rest.
True.
To me, it's hand in hand, because it's, you know, we all need money. We all need money. It all depends on what you do with the money, of course, and how you manage it. So I feel as though that they both as equally important. And when I say sleep, I'm also talking about health and health and wellness. One is just as important as the other, because if you don't have good health, or you get the proper sleep, then you're not going to really make the money that you need to make. And if you make all this money and you don't get the proper sleep, then you're not going to enjoy the money.
Also, I know that you introduced me to Beats Body on Demand, and I love those workouts.
Yes, yeah.
Because are you a coach for them, or for Beats Body on Demand? Or
I was, but I'm not really pursuing that. I'm basically just doing it myself, because I just enjoy it so much. So, but yeah, it's, you know, like I said, well, finance and health are just so important.
Well, thanks for being on my show, Danetta. Can you tell the audience how to get in touch with you?
Sure, that is not a problem. Okay, the best way to reach me is through my website, which is DonettaDMoring.com, and that is spelled DonettaDMoring.com. And also, you can send an email to donetta.d.mooring@gmail.com. And I do plan on having a signature program, Rest Leads to Revenue Formula. And I have many different tools and techniques. So if you just reach out to me on email, then we can go from there.
Thanks, Donetta. In order to live your life on your terms, you have to get your finances in order. I can be reached at legacygamechangers@gmail.com, or you can text me at 443-906-3882. I'm offering a free tax consultation for the first 10 guests that email me. Everyone have a great day, and I'll see you next week.